Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy, and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 477.5 unchanged. On the open May, 486 unchanged. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 452 up 1 on the open May, 467 up 1.5. July, 477 up 1.5. September, 484.5 up 1. December, 495 up 1 on the open. March corn opened at 409 up a half on the open May, 420.5 up a half. July, 428 down 1. September, 412.5 unchanged. December, 401 down a half. March, 407 down a half. May, 415 up 5. July, 414 unchanged on the open. March soybeans opened at 752.5 up 2 on the open May, 767 up a half. July, 778.5 down 1. August, 786.5 up 1.5. September, 796.5 up 6.5. November, 803.5 up a half. January 2008, 807 unchanged on the open. March soybean meal opened at 222.80 up 20 on the open May, 227.20 down 10. March soybean oil opened at 29.68 unchanged on the open May, 30.10 down 9. At the Merck, March feeders opened at 185 up 5 on the open, April 102.25 unchanged, May 103.40 down 17.5, August 104.30 down 30 on the open. February live cattle opened at 94.30 up 7.5 on the open. April, 96.40 up 12.5. June, 93.10 down 12.5. August, 90.20 down 5 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 68.95 up 7.5 on the open. May, 76.65 down 22.5. June, 78.50 down 7.5. July, 77.75 down 5 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 104.75 down 130 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Yesterday, the Office of the Chief Economist released its long-term projections out to 2016, and reading the trade papers this morning, it appears it was mostly a non-event for traders, although I was a little bit impressed by the ending stocks for corn and beans. You take it all the way out, there's not a number for corn that is over a billion bushels, and soybeans, if you take it all the way out and look at those numbers, there's not a number that's over 400 million bushels, which tells me that for the next decade, we're looking at any glip producing pretty higher prices.
Do you actually believe those numbers, Dave?
I don't know. I don't know if I believe them or not, but it is what the office puts out.
Well, anybody that can put out a supply-demand balance sheet that's worth anything more than the paper it's written on for 10 years, I don't even know why they attempt the exercise. There's a lot of variability over a 10-year period as far as weather forecasts and price rationing rallies and cutbacks of demand. So, you know, I think that's why it's viewed pretty much as a non-event. They have to do that, I think, to kind of give some of these hotshot economists something to talk about, I guess. But, I mean, I think anything like that is almost an exercise is a waste of time and money for people that sit around trying to do that kind of stuff. But so be it. They're there. I think the trade is more focused on the near term here, trying to size up, you know, what's happening on the corn front. corn market has kind of run into a lot of resistance here over the past 2-3 weeks. I mean, ever since we made our January high, the market has kind of been struggling, trying to find its bearings. Whether, and you know, we're hearing that planned acreage estimates, 8 to 10 to 12 possibly in the works. You're beginning to hear that some of these ethanol plants that were on the books are either being postponed or maybe being canceled because of the prices of corn. So that's kind of where we're at. I think the market is waiting on spring weather to see how that's going to shape up. And of course, it kind of looks like maybe we had our winter blowout here maybe over the past couple of days.
Well, given all you said then, do you think that March corn has enough giddy up in it to attempt a assault on the contract high at 420.5 before it goes off the board?
There's a shot at it. I mean, so far we're holding good. The thing of it is, with the market, it seems to be wanting to go up 3-4 cents, and it goes down 3-4 cents, then back up 3-4 cents. So it's struggling here at this, 408, 414 area. But so far, so good. I mean, I think, we bounced out of the hole here a few days ago here, and, so far, so good. But it definitely needs to, from a technical perspective, go on up and punch that out, or otherwise you would almost say that's a successful failure test, and the market would set back, maybe into a late February low of some kind.
Punch it out in what time frame?
I think it needs to do it real quick. I think it needs to go on up here within the next 5 days and punch that out, or otherwise I think the market is then vulnerable to a setback in late February, early March.
Meanwhile, soybeans continue to make new contract highs, did it on Valentine's Day. And it looks like off this morning's trade, it's making another one, or trying to make another one. What is your technical analysis here?
Well, beans look to be in pretty good shape. They just keep creeping higher. I think a lot of your technical indicators are at the point that maybe suggests that the bean market could be ripe here for some kind of setback. Nothing has really occurred yet. I mean, the bean market is despite having a pretty good crop down in South America, is still worried about a big, large corn planting acreage and what it would do to acres here in the U.S. So soybeans can kind of get their support from that. And also, we do have some outside market activity that's probably a little supportive of soybeans with the dollar weakness. Dollar had made a pretty good setback here over the past couple days. So, there's just not a lot of farmers selling at this point. Seasonally, these markets begin to strengthen to the upside anytime after middle February, and here we are in middle February. So the seasonal strength that turns up out of middle February low should begin to help these markets out. It's kind of like going downstream rather than upstream here, so it should be easier for them to rally here over the next couple of weeks.
Are you then looking for another 50 to 60 cent piece in the Noves?
Well, our price objectives are still up into this 8-10, 8-12 area for the front months. Then that would carry on through into the November. So that would suggest that November's, are up in that 8-50-ish level. So, I mean, that's what the technicals, our interpretation of the chart say, that those numbers are actually in play here as we go down the road, Dave.
Turn your attention to wheat, which has not performed all that well technically if you are a bull over the last 13 weeks, an inside day yesterday. And now the question is, does 447.5 hold again?
Well, the wheat market is definitely the lagger. Again, seasonally, this is the time of frame that we ought to maybe begin to kind of come out of a hole here in wheat. Wheat's having troubles doing that. Weather-wise, there's nothing to kind of stir up the market, like a winter freeze, winter kill type thing. But those are all in play yet, you know, over the next couple of months.
Thank you very much, Dan. You have a grand day.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. March wheat, 481.5, up 4.25. At the Board of Trade, March wheat at 455.5, up 4.5. March corn, 412, up 3.75. March beans, 756, up 5.5. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says in north, central, northeastern, and east central Indiana, mostly cloudy with lake effect snow showers. Elsewhere in the north and central sections, mostly sunny. In the south, partly to mostly cloudy with a few scattered flurries, highs ranging from 8 degrees in far northern Illinois to 25 degrees in the far south. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILOAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.